You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another thought-provoking episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode number 14. Where in the heck did I get 14?
I don't know, but it's okay.
That is really weird.
I can understand if you had a cloudy head, right? Because we know that we're 31% smarter when we are in a happy or positive state of mind. That's actually true. So if you are in a working environment that's negative and full of lack of trust, well, you're screwed.
Change that now. No, that's where I got it from, is right there. Because it's, anyways.
No. My point, though, is that if you're upset and you're working in an environment that's not working for you, then you could end up like Rob. You could end up not able to make coherent numeric decisions. Just kidding. I love you, Rob.
Ouch.
I'm just kidding.
Anyways, thank you for being with us. Do hope that you're in a happy place.
We do. But can you imagine if someone took a picture of your remote ID? Or not your remote ID, your remote. There, I did it. Uh-huh. Remote pilot certificate. Clearly, I'm not happy enough, Rob.
Apparently not.
What if someone took your FAA remote certificate, your remote pilot certificate, and they started going out and doing drone jobs themselves, and they would just flash a picture of your license? How would that make you feel? What if someone was doing that to you? Could you actually be liable for that? That and so much more on today's thought-provoking episode.
Indeed.
I'm really excited about that.
Yeah,
I'll try to make it happier for you around here too, Rob. I'm sorry about that.
You're sorry for trying to make it happier?
No, I'll try to make it happier. I'm sorry it's not happy enough.
No, we're good. We're good. We're happy. We're going to play this question now.
Hey guys, Jeff here, longtime listener. And figured I'd ask this question today. I figured you guys may, especially Paul, may know the answer to this. I have a videographer in town who often, or at least used to often, refer me work. He used to use me a lot for aerial footage. And for certain jobs, he would request my Part 107 certificate. So my question for you guys is, if someone has your Part 107 certificate, and they're using it to get themselves jobs because they have a certificate or someone else's certificate, can the person who has the certificate or who is originally certified with it get in trouble if the person's basically using it for nefarious reasons or basically saying that it's their certificate? Thanks so much, guys, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Jeff. I like the way he spells it, G-off. I've had friends that spell their name Jeff G-off.
I had that in Virginia too. Remember a kid, we called him Jeff, and I'd be like, Joff.
No, it makes you stand out. It's not like everybody, every other Jeff. Anyways, it's a good question. It actually makes me think a question for you is, couldn't you just have, so if somebody's requesting your Part 107 certificate, knowing that this is a possibility, couldn't you just send them to FAA's site and it'll show that you're certified, so you don't have to give them anything that they could use?
I think his question was more so like, can he use my certificate?
No, I understand. Go ahead, carry on.
Well, I totally lost my train of thought with
That's okay.
trying to answer your question, because I was like, it seems like this guy's point is that someone else is using his certificate and he's wondering if he's liable or not for that.
Right, they're using it because he gave them a copy of it.
Ah.
Because they had requested a copy of it, so now they have a physical copy of it. But maybe that's not the main point, although if you can avoid giving somebody a physical copy of it, I suppose that's
I wouldn't
better.
Give that advice. Okay. I wouldn't give that advice because anytime you showcase a lack of trust, someone is going to innately not trust you as much. So if you have a client who
trust
says—
Trust breeds trust.
Exactly. If you have a client who comes in and is like, hey, can you just send me your Part 107 certificate so I have it on file for insurance? Like every big film studio in Albuquerque has my information right now. And if they use that without me knowing, I will sue the Sorry, I spit a little bit. I will use the whole weight of the family law firm to go against him. But
so for you that don't have a family law firm.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, look, you have to have trust and give that out to clients who ask for it. Now, another like producer, like I know a producer out of Texas, at the Dallas-Fort Worth area, young guy, owns magazine, does all this stuff. And he uses people all the time who are not licensed, barely licensed, use someone else's license. Like,
wait a minute. How are you barely licensed?
You just took the test, but you've had a drone for like 2 weeks.
Okay. Just want to clarify what that means.
And for the type of flying that they're doing, it's not good.
It shows.
Long story short, if someone does use your license or your certificate number, you are liable for the job, essentially, because you're supposed to be there able to inhibit any emergency situation. So there's two different kind of things here going on. If you willingly gave it to someone and they go out and do drone jobs, right? And they're like, oh, I have a license. Here it is. It's just that it's Joe's license and Joe isn't here right now. Well, that would breach the rules because Joe has to be there in order to overtake the controls if anything bad were to happen, right? Because you can have a Part 107 certificate, right? Like this is a big problem that enterprise consumers or enterprise drone pilots or companies are making, right? Like, so if, like, let's say JB Weld, right? I'm just using this as an example, has nothing to do with JB Weld. If JB Weld says, well, our main guy's license and the FAA says that he can make anyone pilot in command. Yes, that is true, but Joe has to be on site to overtake the controls in case something bad happens. All right. Now, for a while, even Vic was saying, you know, for with the idea of, you know, utilizing your authorization.
Right.
And the you could use someone else's authorization and they didn't have to be there. That's because they were not pilot in command. They were not using their own 107. Another 107 operator was out there utilizing that authorization and still had a way to communicate with air traffic control because they notified air traffic control that, yes, they're using that authorization. He wasn't the pilot. Someone else was. And they wanted to maintain the lines of communication, which is imperative, super imperative. Okay, let's go back to another example. Let's say that Mary stole Joe's remote pilot's certificate.
Okay. So you're differentiating between willingly giving it, regardless of the context of that giving, versus stealing.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So if Joe gave his license to someone else to use, yeah, he's still liable.
Okay. Which, again, that is not our scenario, but we'll keep going.
I know. I'm just trying to go through all of the scenarios. All right. Okay. So if Mary took Joe's license and started doing drone work, then she is literally breaking federal law every time she puts a battery in that thing and sends it off, okay? That's going to be a really, really expensive lawsuit. And yes, it's a lawsuit because the FAA doesn't give out criminal punishments. They give out civil punishments. It's the other law enforcement branches that actually do criminal punishment. So
they could refer the case to a criminal agency.
And they do
agency.
All the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that being said, Mary uses Joe's Part 107 license, does a job, drone hits someone in the face, who's liable? This one, look, I'm not a lawyer. I don't pretend to be one. We're not a law firm. Now, could the FAA say that technically the pilot was responsible because it was under his certificate?
No.
I mean, common sense says no, but technically yes.
I think the biggest issue that you would run into in that situation is spending money to defend yourself and figure it out. I think that will ultimately be your biggest deal.
Unless you could get damages for repercussion. So any money that person may have made. Another thing you need to think about, the biggest thing you need to think about in a lawsuit is, can the person actually afford to pay the damages sought after?
Usually not.
So that then point, some people are suing people just to make a point and run up bills.
No.
And I will say from experience, those people, typically karma comes back in a really nasty form. And I've seen it happen to a lot of lawyers who have played the dirty time trick. And everyone knows the dirty time trick. So it's called running up bills because you don't have the money to pay them. And that's how they get you to essentially succumb in court. So it's a pretty common strategy. Like Like, if you really wanted to piss someone off, you could just, like, file request for deposition after request after request after memo after memo after memo after let's wait a little bit longer. And then anything to get the other person's attorney to interact with the court case, mm-hmm. because then that time is now being charged to the person.
So, sure. Okay.
Anyway, I don't need to get into how people can screw each other over because there are numerous ways. And I really hope that everyone seriously asks the question of, do I really need to go after this person? Is it worth my time? Will that person's nefarious activities catch up with them one day and they'll hurt themselves and they don't need help from anyone else? Yes. Yes, it will. So that being said, in his situation, is he technically liable? Look, I would go to the FAA right away if you even think someone is using your license to go do work.
Correct. Yeah. Be proactive for sure.
I wouldn't. I would go straight to FISDO, FSDO. Just Google it, FAA, FSDO on Google Maps. It'll showcase the office in your area. I would call them immediately. I would file a report. You don't even have to call them. Like, I have such a good relationship with our local FISDO. I just write them an email and I'm like, hey, I think this person has X, Y, and Z going on, and it is it's unbeknownst to the drone community, and like just something about the greater good.
Yeah.
And boom.
Yeah, I just think the bottom line here is, for Jeff's sake, maybe do something like that. Maybe reach out and be proactive. But I don't think you need to worry. If that person did something and they did use your certificate without your permission and they end up getting in trouble for whatever reason, or they hurt somebody or whatever, you could run into some challenges as far as clearing your name or sure it's clear that it wasn't you or whatever or whatever. But I just cannot imagine that you're going to be in trouble for that. I mean, it was effectively stolen from you. So,
if I'm on a movie set and someone else, or let's say I was quote unquote working a movie set and someone else was quote unquote using my license, and then a problem happens and they just go through the insurance companies. Okay, who was the pilot in command? It was Joe Schmo, cert number 937, blah, 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 blah. So now the insurance company is coming after him. The FAA is coming after him. And he's saying like, whoa, I was never even there. Like, what are you talking about? Right? Now, if I were our caller, I would do a search on the federal pilot registry and see if this person does have their own Part 107, because you're going to look awfully stupid if you call the FAA FISDO and they just search her name and all of a sudden, Shazam, there's her name. So
sure.
Do your research first. And then, I mean, like, if you come to find out or you're worried that this person is using your remote pilot certificate, I would just call them and I would just say, I have reason to believe that you're using my RPIC license to fly drone jobs. And I'm calling you first to find out if that's true or not. My next phone call is going to be to the Federal Aviation Administration and let them do the investigation. What do you think I should do? Click. My phone number is, you know, that's just me.
Yeah. I guess it depends on how concerned you are, how much of a reality you think it could be. If it's just kind of an outside thought that Jeff had that, man, I did that and I haven't been getting any more jobs from him in a while. So I wonder if he's using my certificate. I mean, you know, there's a level of degrees to any of these kinds of scenarios. And this might be one where you think, yeah, it's highly unlikely. And my potential risk is relatively low. Not that it's not there, but it's relatively low. But if maybe you're hearing from somebody that they saw them out flying a job that you would have flown. I mean, there's so many factors that go into making a decision like calling this person or calling the FAA. I think, though, the bottom line is, ultimately, I don't think you'd really need to worry.
I think that's the best mature advice I've heard on the show in a long time. go after him. Sue him.
Here's what I tell
him. Call him.
I'm just
call the FAA.
Been preaching.
Call the family law. You're like, stop worrying, homie. Like, chill out.
Get the family law firm on the line.
Hey, it's one phone call away.
Well, it is for you, yeah. So I'm calling Paul's family law firm. I tell my kids, this is my new mantra. Make simple, simple. Like, I won't go into all the examples of what I mean by that, but dadgummit. Oh, man, I sounded old saying that. But
no comment.
You don't have to make a comment. There's enough to worry about without dealing with the simple stuff and making it complex.
True.
Right? So keep simple, simple. The complex, there will be plenty of it.
True. I mean,
and I'm not saying that you're wrong for thinking or asking this question, Jeff, at all. I think it's a good question and something to be aware of for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
Right on.
All right, guys. Well, that's going to do it for us today. Hope you guys are getting good information out of the show. Leave us a review, subscribe, and maybe share the show with a friend. But that's going to do it for us today. Hope you enjoyed this one, and we'll be seeing you next time. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.